Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome back to the Life and Torah of our leaders. Every other Tuesday, Bez Hashem, with First Seder Bez Medrash, firstseder.org. I just caught the end of the Amud Yoimi Shir, Hadron of Perek HaMatznia, a Mazel Tov, and all of you who are out there listening to this Shir. It's a wonderful, wonderful program to join. Many different options of Shiurim, long distance, through video conferencing, so reach out to them and see their schedule and get involved in First Seder. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. Bez Hashem be joining the Shir. This series sponsored by Rabbi Yitzchak Saflis, Bottom Line Marketing Group, as a schus for him, his family, for the listeners, and for Klal Yisrael. So, Guten Chaydish, everyone. We are Baruch Hashem back for Elul. And we are continuing our series on the Mefarshei HaRambam, which pretty much we did all the Mefarshim on the page of the Rambam. And last but not least, of course, we have to now learn about the Ravid. The Ravid, who has his questions and hasogas on the Rambam. So we are going to learn about the Ravid, Reb Avram ben Reb David. Now he's known as HaRavid HaShlishi, the third Ravid. We mentioned this in a different shir, because the first Ravid was earlier, the Sefer HaKabbalah in Spain, Reb Avram ibn Daud, as maybe we'll have a shir about him. The second Ravid is actually Reb Avram ben Reb Yitzchak, who is the father-in-law of our Ravid, Reb Avram ben Reb David. The second Ravid, his father's name was Yitzchak, so his title is Rav Avram Av Bezdin. Rav Avram Av Bezdin, and that's why he gets the name Ravid. And now we are learning about the Ravid known as the Baal HaSogas, the one who argues on the Rambam and others as well, and he is called the third Ravid, the Ravid HaShlishi. So let us learn about the Ravid. His father, as we said, his name was Reb David. In the Sefer Rikanti, in Bamidbar, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chav Dalet. It's possible we quoted this Rikanti. It seems familiar to me, maybe on the Shir on the Ramban, as we'll see in a moment. He says, Apirish HaRishon, he's giving a pshat in a Pasuk, Hudas HaChosid Reb Yitzchak Ben HaRav Zal, Shoyo Niglo Loi Elio. This is the Reb Yitzchak Ben HaRav, so Reb Yitzchak, I think, the son of the Rambam, who had Gilui Elio. And he continues, Kiniglo Reb David Av Bezdin. He was, Elio appeared to Reb David Av Bezdin. So this is the Ravid's father. V'lim Eloi Chochmas HaKabbalah. And Elio Anavi taught Rabbi David Av Bezdin Chochmas HaKabbalah. Umas Shalibnei HaRavid. And he gave it over to his son, the Ravid. V'gam Loi Nigla, to the Ravid, our Ravid, Elio also was Nigla. And he gave it over to his son, Reb Yitzchak Saginor, Shalei Roa Me'olam. He was blind, that's why it's called Saginor. He was blind, he never saw. V'gam Loi Nigla, Reb Yitzchak Saginor also had Gil Elio, and he gave over the Kabbalah to his two Talmidim, Reb Ezra and Reb Ezriel, and U'me'achareyam Nimshecha L'Ramban, and it was given over afterwards to the Ramban. So the Ramban was a Talmud of Reb Ezra, and others as well. So this is his father, Reb David, was someone who had Gil Elio and taught the Ravid Kabbalah. That is what it says in the Rikanti. Now in the Sefer Tamim Deyim, which is the Sefer of the Psukim and Chuvas of the Ravid and Simen Yud Beis, he brings from one of his grandfathers, we don't know what it is, he's talking about a Reya, a lung, Shenitzlis V'loi Nivdaka, it was roasted and hadn't been checked. So Balachibar Barzaloni, the author of the Sefer, the Barzaloni, was one of the Gedolim of the time, Machzira. He says it's kosher. Uzekeni, my grandfather, Menuchasei Kavod, who was like Zatzal, Hayachaylik Alava Isra, he argued and he answered it. So we don't know who his grandfather was, but seemingly he was someone who was from the Chashuvim. Now, where was he born? The Meiri in Magen Avos. And we'll quote this later, but he writes, V'haylech leharav, and the Ravid went, this is under the title, Inyan ha'echad ve'esrim, Misham le'narvona, from there to Narvona, Narbon as it's called, and we'll see later on what we're talking about, Ir Mailadetai. So he went back, the Ravid, to the city where he was born, so we see he was born in Narvona, Narbon of France. Now this is, again, we mentioned this a few times, the Chachmei Provencia, which is that part of France which is on the eastern, southern eastern coast. It almost goes like a little bit of an angle. And that's, we mentioned this numerous times with Rabbeinu Manayach and others as well. So this is this whole, this area there of Narbona in France. Now, when exactly he was born, we're not 100% sure. They estimate he was born about 1115, that neighborhood, 1115, 1120. Now, why, where does that come from? It comes from a Tashbatz. The Tashbatz in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Beis, when he's talking about the Ravid and the Rambam, he says, in a tshuva of the Ravid we found, that the Ravid said about the Rambam, hu nar, he's a youngster, v'anachnu yeshishim, and we are elderly, we're old. So it seems that the Ravid was saying, compared to the Rambam, he is old. Now, the Rambam was born at about 1135, so they're mishayer that he was at least 20 years older than him to be able to say that we are old and he is young. That's at least. So that's where they get this number from, but it's not very muchrach what the number is. Now, as we'll see, he was nifter in 1198. So if he was born in 1110, let's say, that would make him 88. If he was born 1115, that would make him it would make him 83. So to say he was much earlier than that is hard to say. It would make him a very, very old person, which again is possible, but we're not 100% sure. Now, who were his rabbeim? So it's interesting, he doesn't actually refer clearly to the following three gedolim as his rabbeim, but this is what it's assumed. And as we'll see, perhaps the reason he does that is because he sort of was his own person. So his first Rebbe was his father-in-law. Now, whether it was his Rebbe before he was his father-in-law or not, that is Rabbeinu Avraham ben Reb Yitzchak, the Rav of Narbona, which where he was born. Now, it's interesting because, as we said before, his father was also called Reb David Av Bezdin, which sounds like he was also maybe the Av Bezdin of Narbona. It's hard for me to know. But his father-in-law, Reb Avraham ben Reb Yitzchak, was known as, that's why he's called the Ravid, Reb Avraham Av Bezdin. He was Av Bezdin of Narbona. He is the author of the Sefer HaEshkol. And in Sefer Tamim Deim, Simen Nun Vav, he says, Harbe Nasasim Nasasi Imarav Chamizal, I talked a lot about this with my father-in-law, Alzeh. And in Simen Lamites, he writes, he's talking about how to make the wrappings for tzitzis, when you make your tzitzis, what the numbers are and how you wind them around. So he says, he writes, Hine sadarti l'cha, I explained to you, I arranged it, Marisharisi l'goin, that I saw, the goin says this, Vasisi, and I made them, Lifnei harav chamizal, in front of my father-in-law, V'samach ma'edalai, and he was very happy with me. In the Shita Mekubetzes about Metzia Kuf Aleph, he writes, Amar Aleph, and I showed this to Rebbe, my father-in-law, and he was happy about it. Now, the Chida in Shem HaGedolim, on the entry of Haravid Hasheni, the father-in-law, he writes, then Sefer Amunais, it says that Elio was appeared to Rabbeinu Avram Av Bezdin, umimenu kibel Haravid Chasnoi. And the Ravid, his son-in-law, was Mikabel. He learned from his father-in-law these Saidais. So we have Elio coming to his father, and his father teaching him in Kabbalah. And we have Elio Navi coming to his father-in-law, and also teaching him Kabbalah. So this is his first Rebbe. His second Rebbe was Rebbe Shulam ben Rebbe Yaakov Miluniel. Luniel, again, is all this whole area over here. This whole area, what's called the Chachmei Provencia. Now, who is Reb Meshulam Rakan Eliel? The Re Ibn Tabon, who is the one who translated the Chavis Halavavis into Lashon HaKodesh. In his Hakdama, he writes about Reb Meshulam, HaMenorah HaTorah, the pure menorah, Ner Mitzvah V'Torah HaRav HaGoyin HaChosid HaKodesh Rabbona Meshulam. And he writes over there that actually Reb Meshulam is the one who asked for translations of the Chavis HaLevavis and ultimately told him to translate it into Lashon HaKodesh. In Tamim Deyim Simen Tes, he writes, Chvar Biarti Zatam, I already explained this, Bepiske Isser V'Heter, in my rulings of Isser V'Heter, Shekosafti that I wrote, which is one of his Sfarim, that he wrote, Lifnei Rabbeinu Meshulam Zal, And he says the same thing in Siman Yodalit. So as we'll see later, he wrote this sefer when he was very young, when he was learning by his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Meshulam, in Lunil. And the third Rebbe is Rabbi Moshe ben Rabbi Yosef ben Maron Levi, who was also Reshiva back in Narvona. Narvona from Narbonne from Lunil, I don't know, it was like 100 odd kilometers. They're close, but not so close. So he was Rashim in Arvona, like he says in Simon Kuvav, Rab Avram ben Rab David Zal Mefarish. It says over there in Tamim Deim that the Ravid explained, Uveshem Harav Rabbi Rab Moshe ben Rab Yosef Zal, in the name of his Rabbi Rab Moshe ben Rab Yosef. And in the end of Kuf Yud Aleph, the Rabbi writes, Ani Shamati, I heard, Kerav Rabbeinu Moshe Rab Yosef Zal Hoivim Mefarish, that my Rebbe Reb Moshe was Mefarish. He explained the following. And I really didn't understand what he was saying until many years later. So those were his three primary Rabbeim, as we know. Now, as we said before, he married the daughter of Rav Avram Rav Yitzchak, Rav Avram of Bezdin. In the end of the Pirish HaRavid and Mesech Tekinim of Mishnayis, there's a little poem that his father-in-law wrote about him, lichvaydai. And in the middle he writes, V'li Avram b'nai Yitzchak mikare, and me, Avram, the son of Yitzchak, that was the name, Avram b'nai Yitzchak, I guess he was from that city, Yitzchak was that city, kare, chenani b'vas Yitzchak v'sari, gave me a daughter, the daughter of like Yitzchak and Sarah, it sounds like a tzadekas of a daughter, v'zakeni es chaysen l'rabban, and I was merited to be the father-in-law of Rabban, of this Rebbe. I'm like Yisrael, Chayve ben Ruel. I'm like the who took pride that he was Moshe Rabbeinu's father-in-law. And my son-in-law is the one of the big mechakrim, those who delve into things. And he's able to understand mishnayis, especially like kinim, v'lei niglus susuris v'atalumites, and to him was revealed all types of hidden and covered things. So his father-in-law took great pride in being his father-in-law, the father-in-law of the Ravid. Now, as I said before, he was in Narvona, and seemingly he was in Lunil. So these are, like I said, 122 kilometers about apart from each other. From there, now which one is there, which one was he first, which one is he second, I'm not 100% sure. He went to Montpellier, or in French they say Montpellier or something like that, Montpellier, which is about 34 kilometers from Lunil, would be 96 kilometers from Narvona, so depending where he came from. And we already mentioned this in the Shir on Rabbeinu Manoach, Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tezvav, when it's talking about, we mentioned this a few times already, a few different shiurim, the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh that fell on Shabbos, do you say in the Birchas Haftarah, do you mention Rosh Chodesh? And Rabbeinu Manoach says, V'chein hoya minig bahar, this was the minig in the mountain, that's what this place, Montpellier, which in Hebrew is called Montpellier, and like we said in French, Montpellier, which is it's the mountain, it's up in the mountains. So in Hebrew, they called it Ahar, like Avram min Ahar. Up in the Har, at Shabbat L'Sham HaRaivet, till the Raivet came to that place, V'hinig L'Hazker, and he changed it, and he said, you should mention Rosh Chodesh in the Bracha. And again, in Hagois of the Ramach, another of our Gedolim that we gave a shir on, in Ishas Perach of Dal Yud Zayin, V'chein Don HaRaivet Bahar, this is what the Raivet also he judged, or he paskin Bahar, when he was up there in the mountain. So he was there for a little bit, I don't know how long, and then he went to a city called Nemshi, I'm not sure how to even pronounce it, and I could not find it on a map, so I don't know what it's called today. I saw somewhere that it's a small city near Lunil, I'm not 100% sure. In Tamim Deyim, Simin Zayin, there's a Shiloh that Reb Moshe Reb Yehuda, who was the son-in-law of Reb Meshulam Bereb Yaakov from Lunil, we said before, one of his rabbeim, and he asked a shaila to the Ravid. At the end, he writes, "Uvidvarim elu," and in the end of the shaila, he writes, "And these things, srichim legipul gimel bateidinim ayoshvin." This is a play on a Mishnah in the tenth parak of Sanhedrin, where it talks about the different bateidinim by Zakin Mamre, actually Nagia this week's parsha, the different bezdins that there were in Yerushalayim. And he puts a play on it. He says, for this Shiloh, we need the three Batei Dinim Ayoshim, the three courts that sit. Echad Yoshe Bahar Habayis. One is in the Har Habayis. What's the Har Habayis? Zeu Ahar. That's the Beis Din in the Har, which is Mount Polya. I don't know who was there at the time. The second one is Yoshe B'Pesach Azara at the entrance to the Azara, who Luniel, that's the Luniel. And Agimel Yoshe B'Lishkas HaGazis, third Bezin is sitting in Lishkas HaGazis in the Beis HaMikdash, Shemisham Yoyitze Tera L'chal Svivaisav, from there Tera goes out to all the surrounding places. Which one does he call the Lishkas HaGazis? Hu Nemshi, that's the place where the rival was, Nemshi. So he's referring to from these three big cities, Har, Luniel, and Nemshi. This is the biggest of them all, with the Ravid being there. And he says, it's not only for this Shiloh do we need you. From Aleph till Tav, we need you. So that was the city of Nemshi when he was there. Now from there he left, and he went to a place called, and in Hebrew they call it Poshkira. Well, they're Poshkira, spelled different ways, Poshkirish, it's spelled different ways. Now, in French, it's spelled P-O-S-Q-U with a little somewhere. P-O-S-Q-U-I-R-E-R-E-S. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it, and it's not even called that today. Now it's called a city called Vavert or something like that, V-A-V-E-R-T. So it was called this Pascure or something. Whoever's out there will correct my French. And in Hebrew it's called Paskairei, Paskaira, something like that. And in the Me'iri, when we talked about before, we mentioned the Me'iri, he says, Kiryas Ya'arim, hu ir Paskairis. Now in Hebrew they called it Kiryas Ya'arim. You see that they gave the French city names, like the mountain city they called Hahar. Luniel actually is like Luna. In French, they actually called it sometimes Yoreach. It's like the moon. It's the lunar. And here, this place was called Kiryas Ya'arim. Kiryas Ya'arim is in Eretz Yisrael. It seems at that time there were forests around it. Ya'arim are forests. It was a city near the forest. Now, if you look on the map, there's forests on one side, there's vineyards on the other side. Maybe at that time it was all forests. But and this is why, when you look in the Paiskim, the Ravid is actually called Reb Avram, from, or the Rav in Mipeshkaira, he's from this, he came, this was the name, he's named after, so to speak, this city. Now, Rav Binyamin from Toledo, in his Sefer Masois Rav Binyamin, he writes that from Luniel to Pascairis is about two parsois, and it's a krach gadol, it's a big city, v'yesh b'yehudim kimoi arbaim. I didn't understand what that meant. It only means there's 40 Jews, as that was a big city. But they said it was a big city, and there was a big yeshiva there, Ayodeh Rav Agen, Rav Avram, Rav David, Rav Paalim, Chacham Gadol, b'talmud, u'b'pasuk, b'psak, it probably should be. He was a great Talmud Chacham, u'voim ma'aretz merchak, elav lil ma'itayra, and they come to him from the faraway land to learn Torah, Mitzvah, Menucha, Bevesa, and they find rest in his house. V'hu melamdam, he teaches them. Umi she'en le lehoitzi, and someone who doesn't have money to spend. Hu maitz lem mishalai, umamayne lechal tzachem, he gives from his own money for all their needs. V'hu asher gadol, he says the Raivud was very rich, and he supported the Talmidim. Now even though he was very rich, in Bala Nefesh, he writes, v'aniroya hageder agadol, if you want to know the greatest fence, v'ashomer, the ones that are the most guarded, if you want to control and subdue your Yetzirah, who, he says, who riven hanefesh, you have to starve your nefesh, meaning to say you should minimize pleasures, the Michael of a Mishnah when it comes to food and drink. If you want to control and subdue Yetzirah, minimize indulging in food and drink. Now he explains, even though you shouldn't have a lot, the meichel, the little bit that you eat, should be mesukan matuva yafa, should be very tasty, in order that you should be satisfied with the little that you're going to be eating. And then he says, ula oilam yaniach mat michtei tzarka mashlam es tavasai. You should always leave over a little bit from what your needs are and from fulfilling your taiva. This is known as the tainis haraivud. If you look in the Mishavura and Tav Kuf Ayin Aleph and Hilchos Tainis, Sivkat and Beis, he brings this idea b'shem Sifrei HaMusar, but it comes, it's called the Tainis Arayvid, which is that eat, but don't eat everything. Leave over a little bit on your plate, a little bit from what you need, and that's called the Tainis Arayvid. So you see, even though he was very rich and he supported his Talmidim, but he was not someone who indulged into his Olam Hazeh. Now in the Sefer Shevet Yehuda, which is a Sefer that has like occurrences of history, he writes that in the year Tav Kuf Lamed Beis, which is 1172, Tafas Atzer Elitzid es Haraivud, that the Raivud was taken to prison. I'm not sure exactly why. Did it have to do with his money? Did it have to do with wars? I'm not sure. The Meiri and Magen Avos that we kept on quoting before, he writes that the Raivud in Hilchas Lulav and Arba Minim, when did he write those halachas? Shechibram Haravzal, he composed them, Bitseisei Mekiryas Yarim, when he left Kiryas Yarim, that's what we quoted before, that the Meiri says, Kiryas Yarim here, Pishkairish, that's the city. Besibas, now why did he leave? So the Meiri writes, Melchemes Echad Asorim, Asher Nichamim Masar Shalai, one of the governors, or the kings, or whatever it was, the rulers of the time, had a war with the ruler of that place, and from there, the Raivud went to Narvoina, Ir Meladetai. This is what we quoted before. That's how we know he was born there. Now, from that city, Kiryas Yearim Pashkairish, to Narvona is about 130 kilometers. So he's going pretty far. Visham Yatsu the Kreisa Inichbede Carcassonne. And from there, the Choshev, the people of Carcassonne, which happens to be past Narvona, it's actually 60 kilometers west inland from Narbona, and they came to him, Lischanan loy levakish mofon of lovi begvulam, begging him to come to their city. The netar lohem, and he agreed, Vahisham Yamim, he was there for some time, Chibar Harav Hilchas Lulav Elu, and that's when he composed these halachas, the halachas of Lulav and Arba Minim. So he was there for some time. Now, the Shev Yehuda writes that in the year Kuf Lamigimel, which is 1173, Nitfas Hasar Vahugla Lekarkustan Lefnei Harav. It sounds like he's seen some type of Mida Keneged Mida here. That the Sar, which I guess is this, the leader of the city of Kiryas Arim, where the Raivud was, and since the Raivud was taken prisoner there, he sees that it's some Mida Keneged Mida, that leader, that Sar, whether it was the Elitzad that he quoted before, was taken captive and actually brought, of all places, to Carcassonne Lifnei Harav. So he was the one who put him in jail, and he ended up being taken captive to this city, Carcassonne, while the Raivud was still there. So the Yeshev Yehuda sees it at some type of, you know, tzidduk hadin, so to speak, that the Raivud was able to see. After some time, he returned back to Pashkaira, to Kiryas Yearim, as we'll call it, and Shev Yehuda says that in the year Tav Kuf Nun Tes, 1198, Bashana he Nisva, the end of 1198, Nisvakesh Bishiva Shamaila, Hamor Hagol the Raivid, Erev Shabbos, it was Erev Shabbos of Chanukah, it seems, that the Raivid was Nifter, and the Shev Yehuda writes, Vakehanim Chafru es Kivroi, the Kehanim dug his kever. So it sounds like almost you find that by certain Gedalim, Butla Tuma in those days. Like Rabbeinu Chaim HaKayin writes, that if he would have been there when Rabbeinu Tam was Nifter, so he would have been Metamet to him, because Batlu Kahuna, it says with the day, Rebbe Meis, Batlu Kahuna. So it seems here also, the Kehanim went or Metamet themselves to the Raivid, as the God of Hadar, as Sadiqim are not Metamet. Now, in his Hakdama to Masechta Edges, he writes, Terem Adaber, before I begin speaking, I'm going to tell, inform anyone who's reading the Sefer. And this is what we said early in the Shir, that he was an independent person. He says, anything I have here is not from any Rebbe or any teacher, just only from Hashem, who teaches a person. And he says, things that you find wrong are my fault. And anything you know that's fine is good, you should know, is from the side. What side, what secret? Like it says, Said Hashem li Reyov. The secret of Hashem is to his, those who fear him. And that's a way of saying that he comes to after the Shema from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Raivud uses this terminology in many places. In Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav Alech Yedalit, he says, Kach niglali mi Said Hashem li Reyov. How did I know this? Said Hashem li Reyov. In Uchas Lulav, Ches Hei, a famous one, it says, Ruach HaKodesh came to our Beis Medrash mikama shanim, already many years, Velino, and this is how we came out in the sugya. So he's very much into using Siyata Dishmaya, Seir Hashem Lireyav, but he's pointing out that he's not coming from his Rabbeim, he's coming from Seir Hashem Lireyav. And in Tamim Deim Simin Nun, he takes it even further. He says, These are the answers to your question. Like it was shown to me from heaven. He says, I could bring you proofs. He says, but you should know I don't go on far off strange ways. I go on traveled ways. And I say things that you're able to accept and understand, and the seichel and intellect says they're true. He says, besides for things that don't have any reason for them, so that you can't say, I can't come with logic if it's like a chayk or halach l'maisha misinai. He says, besides for that, listen to what he says. I'm able to judge all things just from my intellect. With siyata d'shmaya from Hashem, or me ezras chaveri, and from the help of my friends Yishmerei Makel, Hashem should guard them. So he was very much being his own person, saying that he's able on his own to don up anything together with siyata d'shmaya from Hashem. Now he was the gadol of the whole area, as we said in Tamim Deim Kuf Yud Gimel. He says, and this is the minig all over Provencia, this whole area, based on what we said. And our friends agreed to us, and they did not ignore or kick, is the literal lashon of our psakim, like it was told that you're doing. Now, as he's having tainas on this person, you're not following our psak. Now, to understand the godless of who the Ravid was, the Ramban, who again was a Talmud of Rav Ezra, who was a Talmud of Rav Yitzchak Saginar, who was the son of the Ravid, in his Akdama to Sefer Azchus. Sefer Azchus is the Ramban Sefer to answer the Ravid's kashas on the Rif. When he refers to the Ravid, he says, "Ki shamati echad kadosh medaber." It's a tefillah he's giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, "I heard a holy person speaking." Omnam Hashem, he says to Hashem, you should know, ki maluch hacholam asnai, my whole being is shaking, my loins are shaking. The kumasai v'kantrusi yonidu ben edayim, and my pen and my notebook is shaking in between my hands. Kashi yonud akana b'mayim, just like a reed is shaking in the water. Kashi yadati ma'ala se yishahu b'chachma, that I know the Ravid, how great he was in chachma, ugdulasai b'yer zalikim, how great he was in Yiras Shamayim. And in fact, in that Sefer, whenever he quotes the Ravid, he says, Ad kan divrei harav, ve'elu divrei ha-Talmud. He saw himself as a Talmud of a Talmud of the Ravid. The Rajba and Teres Habayis, Hakdama to Teres Habayis, Beis Hanoshim, where the Rajba says he wants to talk about mikvois. He says, the halachas of mikvois themselves, when they're kosher, when they're pasul, Layachnes Atzmi, I'm not even going to get into those halachas, Shekvar Omar Echod Kadosh, Harav Agena Ravidzel, Ubir and Yon and Bir Rav, the Ravid already got up and explained them in a very lengthy explanation. Umi Yobay Achare Amelech Eisa Shekvar Osa, he says, who's going to come after the king? He already completed it. There's nothing for me to add. V'zikek v'tar k'mimoshen. It's pure and it's pure and purified and pure, and it's tar like it's coming from the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Ramban, the Rajba, these are the G'dayli Rishonim of the next generation or two generations down, not next generation, but a few Tamidim down. And yet, this is what the Yiras Hakava they have for the Ravid. Now, in his Mahalach and learning, the Kesef Mishnah Machos Asuras Yud Gimel Chav Zayin says, "Vani Yomer Shadavi Yadu." What's well known, Shadivrei Haravid Al Derech Pirish Rashi. The Ravid's learning was more like the Derech of Pirish Rashi, and a Beis Habachira Gimel Yud Ches. The Kesef Mishnah writes in Uchas Beis Habachira, Haravid Hurgal Apirish Rashi. The Ravid went with Rashi, V'lechein Tam Arabenu, and that's why he's asking on the Rambam, and he says that the Rambam Dvarim Zorim Anirayakan, I see strange things here. The Kesef Mishnah says, I don't understand this, he says, just because he is Mekubal like Rashi, so if someone else has a different Kabbalah, it's called Dvarim Zorim, he's going to say it's a Dover Zor, but that's the Kesef Mishnah saying, the Ravid goes more with Rashi. Now, when it came to the Bali HaTosfos, the Ravid was not so enamored with them. In Tamim Deim Kuf Yud Gimel, he says, "V'yadati Ki gia bachem yad hatzorfatim hachadoshim. He calls them the new French gedolim, which is, again, he was in the same time of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was in the late 1100s, and he was in the late 1100s. He was in South France, and he was in North France. So he calls them hatzorfatim hachadoshim, the Bali HaToisviz, hachoshim belibam kema giborim hashemelim, and they think that the biggest giborim that ever existed. Now again, if we understand that he was going like Rashi's Mahalach, more of a Pasha type of Mahalach, that's not the Mahalach of the Bali HaToisviz. Bali HaToisviz ask questions from Gemaras, right? They're called the Balach Hilukim, we said many times. Question from a Gemara, what's the difference in this Gemara, what's in that Gemara? It's a different Mahalach of learning, and he didn't seem to be so happy with their Mahalach. And in many places, especially when he has Hasogas on the Balamar, he also talks about that the Balamar went with the Chachmei HaTzorfatim, like in Brachas Lamates, Kol ma shetarach ze lefarish, v'tarchu HaTzorfatim HaChadoshim kemoikein lefarish. He's not happy. So he calls them the new French Gedolim. Okay, so that's his Mahalach HaLimud. Now what about his Svarim? We could divide up his Svarim into three categories. His Psakim, Piskei Halachas, his Pirushim, his explanations, and his Hasagas, which is his comments and edits and questions on other svar. So when it comes to Psak, the Chidon Shem HaGadolim says, V'gam Chiber Piskei Halachas, he composed Piskei Halachas and Tshuvas in the Shita Kubetzes Ba Metzia Kuf Aleph. He writes, Gam Ani Kasafti Ezeh Kamashonim, I wrote this many years already, B'Chiber HaMitzvahs HaNegis HaTabaretz, in my Sefer, the mitzvahs that are applicable today, Levosik, I wrote it to Rav Asher Bar Abshol, Kasher Yitzi Ben Arvona, when I was in Narvona. So when he was young, he wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs HaNegis Baretz. He also wrote the Sefer Bal HaNefesh LaHaravid, that is his sefer on Nida and all the halachas of Nida, and this is why the Rajba said I don't have to write about mikvahs because the Baal HaNefesh LaHaravid already wrote that, and the Shar he wrote it in different Sha'arim. The last one is called Shara Kedusha. That's what we brought before about eating and drinking and other types of kedusha. That is the sefer, so to speak, that we have today. The biggest sefer from the Ravid of Psakim is the Baal HaNefesh LaHaravid. He has the Sefer Isser Veheter, which is also sometimes called Isser Mashahu LaHaravid. And like we said before, he said before that he wrote that when he was young, when he was learning by Mishulam Bar Yaakov. Again, that's brought down in the Rishonim as well, very often, the Isser Mashahu LaHaravid. That's his Psakim. In his Pirushim, so the Chidah writes, the Ravid Chiver Chidushim ala Talmud, Kasher HaRamban, Varajbo, Beshitukum Mevetzes, Mevim Bishmai. He says, he wrote Chidushim on learning like the Ramban, the Rajbo, the Shita all bring from him. Begam Anira Isibiksavia Chidushim Aksas Mesechtas, says the Chidah, I saw manuscripts of his as well on some Mesechtas. And he also wrote a Chibur, a Pirush Anteres Kanim, that we have today as well. Now, in the Akdama to the Sefer Or Hashem from Rechasdoi Krashkash, he writes that the Raibur Chibur Perushim B'chol HaTalmud. He wrote Perushim on the entire Shas. And the Me'iri in his Psicha Tavas, when he goes through the order of the Mesaira, he says there were four Mative Leches. Those who were, he calls them people like Mative Leches, means they went in a good road. Who were the four? The Rif, Rashi and Rabbi Yehuda Barzaloni and the Ravid, Avos HaTalmud, he calls them, the fathers of the Talmud. Why? Asher ischilu lechaber chibureim lahayil, that they wrote compositions to help Tayelis klalei luma hagadayla, to help the luma bigvulam, to help the people of Klal Yisrael understand Shas, the people around them. Umehem nafsa kalaretz, and from there it spread out to the whole land. V'roish l'chol achiburim, shenase, and now later, so that's one thing. So he puts him in that same level, in his pirush, an shas, like the Rif, Rashi, and Rabbi Yehuda Barzaloni, which is not, I guess, as well known today as the other two, and the Ravid's pirush an shas. And later on he says, he's talking about Rashi being a mefarish and not a paisik, he says, but then there was this fusion of Pirush and Psak, Beroish l'chol ha-chiburim, Shenatza derech ha-kovers, Pirush and Psak, who is the head, the first of all the chiburim that mix together Pirush and Psak, not like Rashi, and Pirushei ha-Ravid. So we have some of the Ravid and some Masechtas and Shita Mekubetzes, punkt happens to be in Masech Tatamah, there's a Ravid there on the side of the page. It's not the Ravid, but we do have a numerous some of the Masechtas and in the Shittu Mekubetzes on the from the Ravid. Now, the third category is Hasagas, and that's his questions and edits and commentary on other Svarim, and that's why he's known as the Ravid Baal Hasagas. He has Hasagas on three of the big Svarim, on the Rif, the Razah, the Baal Amar, and the Rambam. Now, when it comes to the Rif, now the Rif was obviously before him, and there's a certain Yiras HaKava that he has for the Rif. And in his Akdama to Hasagas on the Rif, in the third parak of Ksubas, he writes, Yadati benafshi, I know myself, ki ani vroi makale mashabar lekimani. I'm from of the light creations that Hashem created. And he says, I didn't even really achieve any of the easy chachmas that the chachamim have. He says, because my nature is very slow or heavy. And also I suffered from things that happened in the time. That happened to people. Maybe this is a remez to that he was put in jail. He says, Achamarti, but he says, so really he says, I shouldn't really, what am I going to come and ask on the Rif? He says, but I thought, it's like a poem. He says, they might think that I'm a fool who's silent, who doesn't know the difference between good and bad. Therefore, I'm opening my mouth to speak. I saw on the halachas of the Rif, things that are beyond me, I can't understand. He says, perhaps, kasher tiche ene haroya. Just like a person's eyes become weak, blind, person's eyes are not strong, and when he looks at the sun, he gets blinded. He says, so maybe when I'm looking at the Rif, I'm being blinded because of the light of the Torah of the Rif. That's how big he was. He says, "Ve'emes ki ha'ili la'atzim esene." So, what do you do when you look at the sun? You close your eyes. "Ve'lisker delis pi." Says, "I should have closed my eyes and my mouth." "Ve'leleches achrov," and just follow the Rif elayamin ve'lasmol me'ayin anetayis, and I should just follow him to the right or the left wherever he turns. He says, "But l'maisetz tirates meleches shamayim v'amalacha gedayla apel b'sheini yochel lister v'gam hu." He says, "And I can't." And even though it's true that I can't contradict him. He says, the only reason I'm doing this is because this is the will of Hashem to be Magdil Torah. So when it comes to the Rif, he has a lot of kavod for the Rif, and he's very, very bakavadic in his questions, but he feels Torah-y and he has to ask them. When it comes to the Baal Amar and the Rambam, who were his contemporaries, they were from his times, and as we said before, the Rambam, he was even older than, then he becomes very, very sharp in his questions on them. Very sharp. When it comes, let's say, for the Baal Amar, Psachim Chav Zayin, he calls him Talmud Shleishimish Kol Tzarchai Mafsich Moisev. A Talmud that didn't learn properly, he loses his halachas, and that's what he refers to the Baal Amar. And many, many sharp things that he writes against the Baal Amar. Now, the Baal Amar, on the other hand, saw himself as a bit of a Talmud of the Ravid, and he has covered for the Ravid and even though the Ravid attacked him, so to speak, and I'm using this all in the words of the world of the Rishayim, but for lack of better words, in his Akdama to Masech Tekinim, where he answers some of the questions of the Ravid, he writes, he calls himself a Talmud of the Ravid. He calls him Talmidai of the Ravid. So he calls him a Talmud. And in fact, in Shita Kovetzis and Bo'metziah Tzadiches, there's a long back and forth between them, and the Ravid writes very strong to him, and he tells him he forgot this, and he answers back, I didn't forget it, I remembered it. Now, one thing you find about the Ravid, and many times he uses like very strong Lushans, like Mare d'Avram, the Hashem of Avram, like how could this be, or Taga de Malka, the crown of the king, he uses like very strong Lushanis, and it's interesting over there, the Baal Amar says, and even if you say all these strong terminologies that sound like this is the way it has to be, you could say it all day, we're not going to listen, because for whatever reasons. So you see even over there, the Baal Amar answers him back, but there's a difference in the way the Ravid is Messiachas himself to the Baal Amar, and the Baal Amar, on the other hand, views the Ravid as his Rebbe and has that covered for him. Now, his Hasagas on the Rambam, which perhaps is one of the things he's most famous for, even though when you learn Halacha, the Baal Yaradeh, Baal HaNefesh is very big, but this happened at the end of his life. was toward the end of his life. Like we said before, that he wrote about the Rambam, he's a young person and we're old. Now, in the end of the Hakadama of the Rambam, and I think we mentioned this in the Shir on the Rambam, where the Rambam explains why he wrote Mishneh Torah, there is a Hasaga from the Raivan, and he writes, Sover Litake, and he explains why he, so to speak, went and attacked the Rambam. He says, because the Rambam thought he's going to fix things, V'lay Tikein. He says, and he didn't fix it, because he left the ways of all of the Mechabrim Asher Lefanov, all of the authors before him. Why? Because all authors before him, if they said something, they brought a proof. And they said things in the name of whoever said it. And there was a big purpose for that, Tayelis. Because sometimes a person, a dayan, thinks to make something usser or mutter, and he brings a raya from a different from one place. And if he would have known that there's someone else bigger than him who says differently, maybe that dayan would retract. But now, he says, when you look at the Rambam, you don't know what to do. Should I retract on what I think because of his rayas? He says, how do I know if the person who's arguing on me is bigger than me, that the fact that the Rambam is paskening that way doesn't mean that person is bigger than me. If he's bigger than me, okay, fine. But if I'm bigger than him, so why do I have to listen to him? So since the Rambam doesn't quote who he's paskening like, it's very hard for a person to use the Sefer to know what to do with it. And he says, sometimes there are things the Gaonim argue with each other, and the Rambam decided like one of them. He chose one of them. He says, why do I have to rely on his choice? He says, maybe I don't agree with it. But he doesn't tell me, like, is there a chaylik, is there not a chaylik, and who it is. He says, basically, the Rambam is saying, accept what I'm telling you to accept, to accept my das. And he says, that can't be. Now, in Shema Gedolim, the Chidah writes that the Raivan and Asagas and Paravav of Kelayim says that he agrees and he admits that the Rambam did a Malacha Gedoyla by gathering together Bavli, Yerushalmi, and Tosefta. He agrees it was a big job, says the Chidah, but why did he come so stark against him? Number one is that for generations, for the future generations, they might have thought you can never argue on the Rambam, this is it, and the Raivan says that's not true, you're allowed to argue. Number two, he wasn't happy, he called the Sefer Mishneh Torah, as if there's Torah's Moshe, and the next thing is, this is the Mishneh Torah of Torah Shebiksav. There's other Svarim in Klal Yisrael. And number three, he was afraid that people, if the Rambam becomes too big, and the Paisek Achron, people might start learning the Mer Nevuchim. If you remember, in the Shir on the Rambam, this was a big to-do, the philosophy of the Rambam was a major thing, it put him in Cherem, all these type of things. So we're afraid that if the Rambam was like this invincible, so we're going to take him for everything. And they weren't happy with his Sefer Mer Nevuchim, they didn't want people to follow that. Now, there are places, he is maskim to the Rambam, he says Yafa Pasak, and so on and so forth. In Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Zayin Al HaChazayin, he writes, Mibnei Shamechaber Mbozeh Mizgader Ba'oid, Ma'oid Umispar B'Chachma Azois, that the Rambam is very proud that he knows the Chachma of Kiddush HaChodesh, of astronomy, and he thinks that he understands it to its tachlis. I don't know these things, he says. Even my rabbeim also weren't into the sciences and things like that. He says, therefore, really, I didn't like ask too much on him and go into to be boidek after him because it's not my thing. Ach, he says, Kishigati Badobra Hazeh Shekasa, but in this thing that he wrote, Nifla Bein Aflafel, this I don't understand. And he says, Vihu Beinek Kimisateh, when it comes to this thing, it looks like he's straying off the path. So in that one thing, he argues with him, but he does say, Torah was it. He wasn't into other Chachmas. Now, the Tashbats and Chelek Aleph, Simenayim Beis that we quoted before, that he's the one who said that the Rambam said, the Ravid said, we're old and he's young, the Rambam. So he says, the Olam says that the Rambam saw the Hasagas of the Ravid, Uvaloshoin Hazeh Omar, and he said, there was only one Chacham who actually won over me, was victorious over me, and that's the Ravid. Kach Shamati says in Teshvatz, I heard this, but I didn't see it written anywhere. It says, but one thing I did see from the Rambam, that the Rambam wrote about the Ravid, a Talmud came in front of me, Shalom Alifnei Harav, Ravid Harav Agadol Asher, the Fishkarish, Zel Shoyne Zal. So he says that the Rambam referred to the Ravid as Harav HaRavid, Harav HaGadol Asher B'Fishkarish. That was that place that he was in. So that you see, says the Tashbats, that the Rambam did refer to him as Harav HaGadol. Now, it's interesting that we said that the Rambam saw the Asagas HaRavid. The Migdal Oiz in Tzitzis Perak Beis Halacha Zayin writes, Gam nearly Shechach Meluniel, we know the Chach Meluniel, we mentioned numerous times, ask questions to the Rambam, Hatiku Stam Loshen Hasagas. Sometimes they just copied the Ravid's Hasagas, Ladas Mayoshev, to see what the Rambam answered. So when they got the answer back, as we know he got answers back, so why didn't they tell the Ravid and why didn't he change things? Either the Ravid wasn't around or it was already written in the Svarim, and therefore there was no way to get it in. And it's interesting because one of the Chachmei Luniel was Rabbi Yohanan Meluniel, which is the one who sent many of the Shalos to the Rambam, who was actually one of the big Talmidim of the Ravid, so that fits as well. So just to end off, that, and this is Nagia to learning, and the Chida writes that you have to remember one thing. He says when you're going to see a quote from the Ravid, and you're going to have a kasha on that Ravid, that it contradicts a Ravid in Hasagas, wherever the Hasagas are, Balamar, Rambam, Rif, so you should see if the original Ravid that you were looking at is the Ravid, or is it his father-in-law, Harav Av Bezdin? Because later on, when it said Harav Av Bezdin, and the printers made it HaRavid, and now you have stiras in the Ravid, and it's not the same Ravid. And when you learn Rishonim in certain Masechtis, you see that. They quote the Ran and others, Mukhi Yosef, remember who, they quote Harav Av Bezdin, that's not the Ravid, that's his father-in-law, HaRavid Asheni, and therefore it's not a contradiction, because that's his father-in-law, the author of the Sefer HaEshkol. Like we said before, he was Nifter, Erev Shabbos Chanukah, in the year 1198. He was buried in Poshkaira. As we said before, now there's a new Matseva over there in that cemetery. I saw a picture of it that's put up for the Ravid and his son, Rebitzak Saginar. And this is the great Ravid. Zchuso Yogin Aleinu Balko Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.